Thomas Hardy was a reluctant atheist. Gerard Manley Hopkins, by contrast, was a Roman Catholic priest. Hopkins, like Hardy, is important because he looked for new and original ways of expressing the complexity of being alive in a highly conscious, rapidly changing era. He felt that even a great poet like Tennyson slipped too easily into a conventional, rather empty poetic diction, which Hopkins termed Parnassian. Born in 1844, Hopkins enjoyed a brilliant academic career and was a talented artist and musician. He converted to Catholicism in 1866, influenced by Cardinal Newman and the Oxford movement. A repressed homosexual with a highly strung sensibility, he found it painfully hard to reconcile his vocation as a Jesuit priest with both his sexuality and his calling as a poet, yet contrived to produce, in his brief life, a body of work which is profoundly original in its linguistic, syntactical, and rhythmic boldness. Robert Bridges, a friend of Hopkins and himself a poet of some distinction, delayed publication of Hopkins' poems until 1918, fearing an adverse critical response. And by then, Hopkins had already been dead for 29 years. 4 years before his death, and in a spirit of profound, self-loathing depression, Hopkins produced a series of devastatingly powerful, desolate sonnets, Shakespearean in their intensity.
No worst, there is none. Pitched past pitch of grief, more pangs will, schooled at four pangs, wilder ring. Comforter, where is your comforting? Mary, mother of us, where is your relief? My cries heave herds long, huddle in a main, a chief woe, world sorrow, on an age-old anvil wince and sing, then lull, then leave off. Fury had shrieked, no lingering, let me be fell, force, I must be brief. Oh, the mind has mountains, cliffs of fall, frightful, sheer, no man fathomed. Hold them cheap, may who ne'er hung there. Nor does long our small durance deal with that steep or deep. Here, creep, wretch, under a comfort, serves in a whirlwind. All life, death does end, and each day dies with sleep.